In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, actually, the Church celebrates the departure of one of the major prophets of the Old Testament, Prophet Elisha, the disciple of Elijah the prophet. And that's why the part that you heard from the scripture about how God will ask from the Jewish people, he will require from them the blood of all the prophets, from Abel the righteous until the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom they murdered between the altar and the temple, as you heard in the gospel of today. Which means prophets are very precious for God. Why they are very precious? Because they were messengers of God. As you know, in the Old Testament, we had prophets and we had priests. The prophets and the priests were working as messengers or mediators between people and God. The prophet delivers message from God to the people, and the priest deliver message from the people to God. So the place of the priest is in front of the altar, praying to God on behalf of his people and presenting to God the prayers of his people. But the prophet actually is the messenger of God to the people, delivers message from God to the people. For example, God said to Isaiah or to Elijah or to Jeremiah, go and tell my people. But in the New Testament, now who is our prophet and who is our priest? In the New Testament, our prophet, as well as our priest, is the Lord Jesus Christ. As we read in Hebrews chapter 1, God in the former times, he spoke to our forefathers through the prophets. St. Paul is saying this in Hebrews 1. God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets. But now, he is speaking to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And as also we read in the Gospel of St. John, God the Father, nobody has seen him. But the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, has revealed him to us. He told us about the Father. And since he told us about the Father, then he is a prophet. Or more accurately, he is the prophet with capital P. He is the prophet. As Moses prophesied in the Old Testament and said, from among you, God will appoint a prophet. From among you, God will appoint a prophet. Also, Jesus is our high priest. Because as a priest, he offered a sacrifice. But what kind of sacrifice? He offered himself on the cross as an acceptable sacrifice before God the Father. And God accepted the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ as a burnt offering sacrifice, as a peace sacrifice, as a sin sacrifice, and as a trespass sacrifice. As burnt offering, because God the Father was pleased by the love and the humbleness of his Son when he offered himself as a sacrifice on behalf of the world. And a peace offering sacrifice, because through his blood he reconciled the Jews with the Gentiles. Also he reconciled us with God the Father. And this is the meaning of the cross. The horizontal limb symbolizes the reconciliation that happened between the Jews and the Gentile, the person with his brother. And the vertical limb symbolizes the reconciliation of everybody with God the Father. So he is a peace offering. And also he is a sin offering and trespass offering, because he carried all our sins in his body. And he died on the cross and shed his blood. As you know, without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. So when he shed his blood on the cross, all of us, we received forgiveness. So our Lord Jesus Christ is the prophet, as well as he is our high priest, who is interceding on our behalf before Christ, before God the Father in the heaven, by his own blood. Knowing this, then actually all our concerns, we need to bring it to God the Father in the name of the Son. The Lord Jesus Christ told us, until now you did not ask anything in my name. The Father loves you because you have loved me, and you believed that I came forth from the from the Father. So when we offer any prayer in the name of the Son, in the name of the Son means the Son interceding by his own blood before the Father. Any prayer we offer it in the name of the Son will be accepted. Will be accepted. Also, if you want to know about the Father, it is revelation. And who reveals the Father to us? It is his Son. It is his Son in the Scripture. And also it is his Son through the Holy Spirit whom he sent. Because the Holy Spirit will remind us with all the teaching of Christ. As the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, he will remind you with all what I have told you. And the Holy Spirit is abiding in us. You are the temple of God, and the Holy Spirit abides in you. So when we are filled with the Spirit, and also when we listen to the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Scripture and in our hearts, then actually the revelation of God the Father will be clear to us. And how to achieve this? Many of us, in our prayers, we do it like a monologue. We talk only. But if we understand the interaction between the prophet and the priest, prophet delivers message from God to the people, and priest deliver message from the people to God, then when we pray, we are actually delivering message to God the Father through the Son. But we need also to train ourselves how to listen. Not only to pray, but also to listen. In certain times in our life, and I hope we can train ourselves every day to have 10 to 15 minutes, in which we say with Samuel the prophet, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." It is time for me to listen to God's voice. So this communication will be dialogue, not only monologue, not only I'm speaking to God, But as I'm speaking to him, I'm also listening to him. I speak to him in my prayer. I listen to him in the scripture. I listen to him in the writings of early church fathers. But also I can listen to God in my quiet time. When I practice the silence, how to put to silence your senses and this inner dialogue inside your mind. As Mar Isaac of Syria, he said, keep the silence of your tongue so your heart may speak, and keep the silence of your heart so you may hear the voice of God. God wants to communicate with each one of us, but many times we don't have time to listen to Him. But if you train yourself to silence your senses, your mind, your heart, your tongue, and just say with Samuel, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening," then actually you will be able to hear the voice of God. Like in this room or in this church, there are many waves around us, but you need to have a receiver, and this receiver to be adjusted to the certain wave in order to listen to this certain station. In the same way, God is speaking to us, but the receiver, my heart, should be tuned in order to listen to the voice of God. And how we tune ourselves in the quiet time, in the time of silence. That's why the Desert Fathers left the world with all the noise in the world in order to live in seclusion, in solitary life. And the main purpose of this life is to listen to God. So actually they separated themselves from everybody in order to be able to listen to the voice of God and to communicate with Him. Then actually, we are also prophets. God sent prophets in the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, Jesus Christ is our prophet. But also all of us, as Christians, we are called to be prophets. What do I mean we are called to be prophets? As I told you, the prophet delivers a message from God to the people. And we need to deliver message from God to the people. As the Lord said before His ascension, you will be witnesses to me in Judea, in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. We as Christians, we have good news to declare. We have the good news of salvation, that God died on the cross to save us. God died on the cross because He loved you, and He still loves you. God died on the cross in order to give you eternal life, and in order to give you freedom from the bondage of sin. God died on the cross in order to give us a better life, a life of joy, a life of peace. God died on the cross in order to reconcile us with Himself. And when we are reconciled with Him, then we'll have the inheritance of eternal life. And we as Christians, we need to deliver this message to everybody around us, especially to those who did not know God, especially those who are blind to the love of God and to the salvation that our Lord Jesus Christ offered each one of us. So, as witnesses for Christ, we have this responsibility to deliver this message for everybody. So, God actually in the Old Testament, He sent us prophets. In the New Testament, He came and revealed God the Father to us. Then He gave us the gospel, not to keep it for ourselves, but to preach it. As He said, go and preach the gospel to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So need actually we to share the gospel and to deliver the good news of salvation to everybody. So today in the liturgy, let us dedicate this liturgy to pray for all the people who never heard about God or heard about Christ. For those who heard about Him but did not receive Him and did not accept Him. For those who heard about Him and received Him, but they are like lost sheep, they are going astray away from Him. Let us pray also for those who heard and accepted Him, and they are believers, to be confirmed and to grow in their faith. Let's pray also that all of us will become vessels, vessels of God, and instruments of God, instruments of righteousness, to deliver the good news of salvation for everybody, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.